More and more lately, we've been hearing this loaded word.
Nationalization.
What does it mean to nationalize a bank?
What some people are going to call nationalization.
It's not nationalization.
Well, that, to me, is nationalization.
Okay, a lot of talk about that word. Still, the Obama administration insists it is not going to nationalize the country's banks, even as it begins conducting so-called stress tests on the 20 leading banks in the nation. Well, let's talk more about that with Barry Redholtz. He runs the Big Picture blog. And so, Barry, nationalization, I know people don't like that word, but is it inevitable?
I think it is. I mean, anytime you talk about what's inevitable, you're talking about the likely progression of events. We're going to continue to see layoffs and continue to see job losses, 500,000 a month for the foreseeable future. That means that we're going to have more foreclosures. And the problem with more foreclosures is that residential mortgages are what's underlying all of the toxic debt. And as the economy, the layoffs, the foreclosures gets worse, their capital situation gets much worse because their losses become far greater.
So there was this issue that the government would come in and create a so-called bad bank to take away all those toxic assets. And now that doesn't seem to be in the conversation much, but people are talking about the government taking over the entire thing, nationalizing.
Well, understand two things. First, we already have a bad bank, and it's called Citigroup. So that's number one. Number two, what we're really talking about is a government-funded, FDIC-mandated, prepackaged Chapter 11 reorganization. If we stopped calling it nationalization and used that more precise description, maybe people would be less afraid of it.
I see. And do you think that there are enough government officials to run all these banks?
Well, we're not going to – again, this isn't going to become the Department of Motor Vehicles. We're not looking to have government officials run the banks. What essentially happens is the FDIC comes in and they say to the bank, you're insolvent under FDIC rules. We're taking you over. You as the management, you're going to be here on a transitional basis for the next, you know, 3 or 6 months, which is a polite way of saying get your resumes in order if you haven't already. They bring in professional outside private sector managers to run it. The bigger the bank, the more complicated the bank. You look at Bank of America, that'll be a little more complex, but that's essentially what'll happen. It'll be as if we're setting up a series of IPOs. Once you take away all the bad paper, all the toxic assets that are on the books, wipe out the debt and recapitalize these divisions, you have some really, really quality assets like Merrill Lynch. Get rid of the bad paper. Merrill Lynch is a fantastic company. But for the toxic waste, the flesh-eating virus, that's just destroying these companies from the inside. So if we can clean that up, you'll end up with a healthier financial sector. You'll not only reboot that part of the economy, you'll reboot the whole economy. Without a healthy financial sector, the economy is essentially ground to a halt.
Well, Barry, one of the chief arguments, I understand, against nationalization is that it would wipe out shareholder value.
Yes, that's exactly right. I don't see you said that's an argument against it. I don't.
Well, on the part of the banks.
Well, first of all, most of these banks are down 90%, so who the hell cares about the last 10%? That's number one. Number two, and a lot of people don't like to hear this, but this is just the reality of the free market. Yes, you bought a really bad company run by really inept and incompetent managers who lost trillions of dollars. You deserve to lose that money because you made a bad financial decision. That's how the stock market works. I keep hearing people complain about all these bailouts, and yet on the other hand, no one wants to take the actual real-world hit. You bought a crappy company, it's going to zero. Next subject.
Barry Redholtz. The opinionated, I don't know. You have a few opinions, Barry.
I have to come out of my shell and get off the fence, people keep
Barry Redholtz, founder of the Big Picture blog, where you can read a lot more of his opinions. Barry, thank you.
My pleasure.